KDG Albany 105.5 HD2, KASM Albany 107.7 FM, streaming online at MyChasm.com.
It is now time for the Dick Putt Show with Randy Rothstein.
Thank you, Joyce, and good evening, everyone. The Dick Putt Show here on KASM Radio. Dick Putt Show brought to you by our Dick Putt Show sponsors, Dustin Upkrin, State Farm Insurance Agent over in Cold Spring, the Sox Center Herald and Star Post, Myergrove Gas and Grocery, Kramer Lumber, Melrose and Sox Center, Freeport State Bank, El Rosa Lumber, The Woodshop of Avon, El Rosa Bar and Lounge, Hapley's Bar of Richmond, BNS Excavating, Albany Fiber Communications, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Engelmeyer Land Surveying, Westside Liquor of Wade Park, Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, and Dick Putt Show brought to you by West Central Sanitation, Albany Chrysler Center, Kensington Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sox Center, and Long Prairie. Gilk Services of Richmond, the Greenwald Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Realty, Will and Bring Dahl, Woken and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon and Albany, Wells, Oakmont Capital Services, Joel Schneider Service, Albany, Albany and Richmond A&W, and Luxembourg Feed Service. You hear the Dick Putt Show every Sunday night, 7 o'clock, right here on KASM. AM 1150, 107.7 FM, 105.5 HD2, and we do stream online at MyChasm.com. Now, Joyce will be recording this program tonight, so it will be available if you want to replay it sometime next week or the week after or whenever. That'll be available on our website, MyChasm.com. MyChasm.com, you can go to the Sports tab, and right on the Sports tab, there will be the Dick Putt Show for tonight's scores and highlights. All right, let's get into the Dick Putt Show this evening. And we had some exhibition games going on this week, and a lot of them. Lots of baseball, actually. Sartell Muskies at Quamba on Wednesday night. Sartell Muskies defeat Quamba 12-2. Brett Schlungen, the win in that ball game for Sartell. Andrew Dieters had three hits, and Jace Otto with three hits, including a home run, as Sartell Muskies defeat Quamba on Wednesday night, 12-2. On Friday night, Sartell Muskies over at Maple Lake, and Sartell wins another there, 8-1 over Maple Lake. Will Thompson picks up the win for the Muskies. Two hits each for Wes Johnson, Andrew Ritter, Levi Lampert, and John Schumer. The Muskies hitting stars, and for Maple Lake, Matt Bergstrom had an RBI. So a final on Friday night, at the Sartell Muskies defeating Maple Lake 8-1. On Saturday, the Sartell Muskies playing host to the Moorhead Brewers, and Sartell defeats the Moorhead Brewers 4-1. John Schumer, complete game victory, giving up six hits in that ball game. David Ernst takes the loss for the Moorhead Brewers. Some hitting highlights for Sartell on Saturday: Andrew Dieters with two hits, and Ethan Carlson had a double. For the Moorhead Brewers, Marcus Wohl with two hits. So a final on Saturday at the Sartell Muskies defeating the Moorhead Brewers 4-1. On Wednesday night, Howard Lake was hosted by Eden Valley, and Howard Lake defeats Eden Valley on Wednesday night 6-3. Howard Lake, six runs, nine hits, and an error. Eden Valley, three runs, three hits, three errors. Jared Koch starts and picks up the win for Howard Lake. Relieved by Dockendorf and Long in the fifth and seventh. The catcher was Munafiring. For Eden Valley, Herman Solomon starts. Relieved by Austin Schlungen in the fourth. He'll take the loss. Owen Nystedt in the sixth. And Serrano Yamani in the sixth inning. The catcher was Matt Unterberger. Some hitting highlights for Howard Lake. Bennett Anderson, 2-for-5 with a double. Zach Kiepler, 2-for-4. Steve Heber was 2-for-3 with a double, and Cole Mazuski had a double for Howard Lake. Eden Valley, nobody with more than one hit, as Howard Lake defeats Eden Valley on Wednesday night 6-3. Luxembourg over in Cokato on Wednesday night, and this is a seven-inning contest, had Cokato defeating Luxembourg 5-4. Five runs, eight hits, three errors for Cokato, four runs, five hits, five errors for Luxembourg. Josh Massingham will start the ballgame for Cokato, relieved by Yager Ohn in the third inning. He'll pick up the win. Jackson Schrupp in the fifth, and Toby Kalungi in the ninth inning. Blake Morris was the catcher. For Luxembourg, Luke Schmidt starts, relieved by Tyler Stang in the fourth. He'll take the loss. J.T. Harn in the sixth, and the catcher, Max Kiffmeyer. Hitting highlights for Kokato on Wednesday night. Austin Cantola was 2-for-3. Gabe Helget, 2-for-3 with a double, and Blake Morris had a double. For Luxembourg, Jackson Sheets was 2-for-3, and Tyler Stang with a double. Final on Wednesday, it was Kokato 5, Luxembourg 4. St. Martin at Kimball on Saturday afternoon, and St. Martin defeats Kimball by a score of 6-0. 6 runs, 11 hits, and an error for St. Martin. No runs, 5 hits, no errors for Kimball. Brady Goble on the mound for St. Martin, starts the ball game, relieved by Scott Leeser in the fifth. He'll get the win, and Zach Moritz the catcher. For Kimball, Ben Johnson starts, taking the loss, relieved by Zach Dingman in the seventh, Matt Friesen in the ninth, and the catcher, Cade Marquardt. Hitting highlights for St. Martin on Saturday, Brady Goble was 2-for-4, Scott Leeser 2-for-4, Kyle Leeser with the double, and Tate Winter a double. For Kimball on Saturday, Ben Johnson 2-for-4 with the double, and Brian Marquardt had a double. Final on Saturday, St. Martin 6, Kimball nothing. Clear Lake playing over in the Freeport tournament this weekend, and on Saturday in 5 innings, it was the St. Bonnie Saints over Clear Lake, 10-0, 10 runs, 6 hits, and an error for St. Bonnie, no runs, 3 hits, 2 errors for Clear Lake. Nick Hubbard will go the distance, picking up the win, his catcher, Zach Haugen. And for Clear Lake, Caleb Leint starts, taking the loss, relieved by Blake Brown in the second, Matt Cordy in the fourth, and the catcher, Jackson Phillip. Hitting highlights for St. Bonnie on Saturday, Hawken Hedlund, 2-for-3 with a triple. Joe Hansen was 2-for-3 with 2 doubles. And Nick Drews had a 3-run home run in the fourth inning for St. Bonnie. For Clear Lake, Quentin Dukowitz, 1-for-1, and Jackson Phillip, 1-for-1. A final on Saturday in 5 innings, St. Bonnie 10, Clear Lake nothing. Clear Lake on Saturday took on Becker, and Clear Lake defeats Becker 5-1, 5 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for Clear Lake, 1 run, 3 hits, 2 errors for the Becker Bandits. John Brew picks up the win as he goes the distance for Clear Lake, his catcher Quentin Dukowitz. And for Becker, Kellen Granning starts, taking the loss, relieved by Matt Krenz in the fifth. And the catcher starting the ball game was Matt Krenz. Hitting highlights for Clear Lake on Saturday, Tommy Goman, 2-for-4 with a double. Matt Cordy was 3-for-3. Blake Brown, 2-for-4 with a double. Ben Brown was 2-for-3. And Cooper Kasiba had a double. For Becker, Kellen Granning had a 1-for-3 day with an RBI. So a final on Saturday in that Freeport tournament, Clear Lake 5, the Becker Bandits 1. And on Sunday, Clear Lake taking on the Freeport Black Sox. The host in Clear Lake defeats the Black Sox 4-1. 4 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for Clear Lake. 1 run, 3 hits, no errors for Freeport. Jordan Golumbaki was the victor today as he picks up the win, his catcher Ian Jungles. And for Freeport, Jaden Norby goes the distance, taking the loss, the catcher Brady Hoppy. Hitting highlights for Clear Lake this afternoon, Tommy Goman, 2-for-3. Blake Brown had a double. And for Freeport, Carter Neuenschwander, 1-for-3 with an RBI. A final today from Freeport in that Freeport tournament, Clear Lake 4 and Freeport 1. All right, we're going to take a break here on the Dick Putz Show. When we come back, we're going to take a look at County Line League scores and highlights and Central Valley League scores and highlights right after these messages.
The team at Greenwald Insurance Agency is committed to ethics and integrity. We understand that when faced with an unexpected expense, having the right insurance coverage makes all the difference. With over 100 years of combined experience, Troy, Angie, Jim, Ruth, Paul, and Lisa are here to offer unparalleled service and competitive quotes to all our current and future customers. We proudly write insurance in the entire state of Minnesota as well as North Dakota. The Greenwald Insurance Agency has experienced clients in all types of insurance policies, including health, crop, home, farm, and business, just to name a few. Make sure your family, business, and assets are protected. Contact us today at 320-987-3223 for one of our experienced agents to make sure you don't have any gaps in your coverage. Visit GreenwaldInsurance.com for more information.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown for 1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond. Thermotech Premium Windows and Doors have been framing your world since 1993 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose and Sauk Center. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling. Kramer Lumber, Melrose, and Sauk Center. For over 30 years, Joel Schneider Service has been providing full automotive service for all of central Minnesota. They have high-quality electronic diagnostic equipment, so they know exactly what needs to be done to get you and your vehicle back on the road safely. General maintenance on all makes and models. They also have the equipment and knowledge to service and repair ATVs, UTVs, and motorcycles. Now's a great time to get your new tires for a busy summer driving season. Call Joel Schneider Service in Albany at 845-4856. Good luck to area teams this amateur baseball season.
A career at Wells.
Work on projects from across the nation right here in Minnesota by taking your career to the next level at Wells. Hey, it's Cassie. Wells just recently acquired Gate Precast and now has over 20 locations throughout the U.S. If you are ready to be part of an industry-leading team, apply today at Wells or online at wellsconcrete.com.
Wishing all the best to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams is El Rosa Bar and Lounge. Stop in for a cold refreshment anytime. Enjoy the menu of appetizers, salads, homemade pizzas, burgers, seafood, and more. The grill is always on. They also serve daily noon specials Monday through Friday, plus it's burger night every Thursday night. They have a kids menu available too. Good eating, good beverages, and a fun place to be is El Rosa Bar and Lounge in El Rosa. For nearly 40 years, Engelmeyer Land Surveying has been providing clients throughout central Minnesota with a wide range of surveying services. Engelmeyer is locally owned and operated. We combine state-of-the-art equipment, a broad knowledge base, and years of experience to ensure precise surveys. Whether you need help correctly identifying the boundaries of your property, a topographical survey, or assistance platting a subdivision, Engelmeyer Land Surveying is fully licensed and ready to go to work for you. Learn more at EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com. That's EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM. Let's go over to the County Line League this evening. And on Wednesday night in the County Line League, Regal was at Atwater. Atwater defeats Regal by a score of 3-2. Three runs, nine hits, one error for Atwater. Two runs, four hits, one error for Regal. David Kingery goes the distance, picking up the win, striking out eight. His catcher, Logan Strawman. For Regal, Grant Paffrath starts, taking the loss, relieved by Gabe Roman in the eighth, and the catcher, Derek Dengerud. Hitting highlights for Atwater on Wednesday, Josh Kingery, 2-for-3. He had a double, and Carson McCain was 2-for-3. For Regal, Bennett Schultz, Jordan Wozmik, and Luke Knutson all with doubles. A final on Wednesday, Atwater 3 and Regal 2. On Friday in the County Line League, Norway Lake Sunberg was at Regal, and Regal defeats Norway Lake Sunberg by a score of 9-6. Nine runs, 14 hits, three errors for Regal. Six runs, seven hits, two errors for Norway Lake Sunberg. Shane Rademacher on the mound starts the ball game, relieved by Braden Skindelin in the seventh. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Derek Dengerud. For Norway Lake Sunberg, Jared Cortez starts, relieved by Weston Jurdy in the fifth. Luke Reuter in the eighth, he'll take the loss, and the catcher, Jaden Hengem. Hitting highlights for Regal on Friday night, Luke Knutson, big night, 3-for-5, 5 RBIs, including a 3-run home run in the 6th inning. Bennett Schultz, just as big a night, 5-for-5, 2 doubles for Schultz. Braden Skindelin was 2-for-4, and Kai Schneider, 2-for-5 with 2 doubles. For Nova Lake Sundberg, Jared Cortez, 2-for-5 with a double. Luke Ruder, 2-for-5 with a double. Eli Jacobson had a double, and Weston Jurdy, a double. A final on Friday night, it was Regal 9, Nova Lake Sundberg 6. On Saturday, in the County Line League, Starbuck was at Atwater, and Starbuck defeats Atwater in 7 innings, 10-0. Jack Peterson starts for Atwater and will take the loss. Austin Versteg, complete game, 7-inning victory, a no-hitter for Austin, a 7-inning no-hitter for Versteg, as Starbuck defeats Atwater on Saturday, 10-0. All right, we go over to the Central Valley League, and on Saturday it was Luxembourg at St. Augusta. Luxembourg defeats St. Augusta in 7 innings, 15-1. 15 runs, 19 hits, 1 error for Luxembourg, 1 run, 5 hits, 2 errors for St. Augusta. Tyler Stang on the mound will pick up the win for Luxembourg, relieved by Chester Berggren in the 7th inning, and the catcher, Max Kiffmeyer. For St. Augusta, Nevin Bloom goes the distance, taking the loss. His catcher was Trey Tonius. Hitting highlights for Luxembourg, J.T. Harn, 4-for-6 in the ballgame. Brady Kenning, 4-for-5. Max Kiffmeyer, 3-for-5 with a double. Josh Lenko, 2-for-5. Tyler Stang, 2-for-4 with a double. And Derek Orth was 2-for-3 with a double. For St. Augusta, Aaron Fruth had a double for St. Augusta and was 2-for-4. So a final on Saturday in 7 innings, Luxembourg 15, St. Augusta 1. On Sunday in the Central Valley League, Eden Valley over at Watkins this afternoon, and Watkins defeats Eden Valley 12-0 in 7 innings. 12 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for Watkins, no runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for Eden Valley. Dustin Kramer will go the distance, picking up the win for Watkins, his catcher Lincoln Hogan. For Eden Valley, Herman Solomon starts, taking the loss, relieved by Austin Schlungen in the 2nd, Riley Geislinger in the 3rd, and Gabe Schmidt in the 5th. The catcher was Carter Sheeler. Hitting highlights for Watkins, Kevin Kramer, 2-for-2. Carter Block had a double, and Miles Dezingle with a double for the Clippers. For Eden Valley, Mitchell Lipinski was 2-for-3. A final today in 7 innings, Watkins 12, Eden Valley nothing. Luxembourg over at Pearl Lake this afternoon, and Luxembourg defeats Pearl Lake by a score of 10-3. 10 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for Luxembourg, 3 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors for Pearl Lake. J.T. Harn starts on the mound, will pick up the win for Luxembourg, relieved by Reed Funnenstein in the 7th, and the catcher, Max Kiffmeyer. For Pearl Lake today, Austin Lensmeyer starts, taking the loss, relieved by Mitch Winicky in the 6th, Adam Braun in the 9th, and the catchers, Alex Lensmeyer, and Derek Garding. Hitting highlights for Luxembourg today, Derek Orth, 3-for-3, got a double and a solo home run in the 7th. Luke Karn was 2-for-3. Ethan Pruth, 2-for-4 with a 3-run homer in the 5th, and Reed Funnenstein had a 2-run homer in the 1st inning. For Pearl Lake this afternoon, Nick Schmidt, 2-for-4 with 2 doubles, and Logan Elshire had a solo home run in the 6th inning. Final today from Pearl Lake, Luxembourg 10 and Pearl Lake 3. And Kimball over at St. Augusta this afternoon in 8 innings. Kimball defeats St. Augusta 14-1. 14 runs, 13 hits, no errors for Kimball. 1 run, 5 hits, 6 errors for St. Augusta. Clay Faber on the mound will pick up the win today for Kimball, relieved by Joe Hess in the 7th, Zach Laudenbach in the 8th, and the catchers, Cade Marquardt and Mason Donelke. For St. Augusta, Truman Tengis starts, taking the loss, relieved by Paul Meyer in the 7th, and the catcher, Nate Green. Hitting highlights for Kimball this afternoon, Ben Johnson, two for four, Cade Marquardt, one for four. Cade had a two-run homer in the first and two RBIs. Joe Hess was two for four. Scott Marquardt, two for four. He had a two-run homer in the seventh. And Cody Leiter was two for four with a triple. For St. Augusta, Aaron Voigt, two for two with an RBI. Final this afternoon from Kimball, or from St. Augusta, actually, in eight innings. Kimball 14, St. Augusta 1. All right, we'll take a break here on our Dick Putt Show. When we come back, we're going to go over to the Victory League right after these messages.
Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now's the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows, available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Oakmont Capital Services, your choice for equipment financing in Albany. With a proven track record since 1998, Oakmont has been a trusted provider of equipment financing and working capital nationwide. Our professionals, based in Minnesota and Pennsylvania, bring a wealth of knowledge and a high-tech, high-touch approach to securing a commercial loan. We implement the latest technology and pair you with a dedicated representative, ensuring you always have one-on-one guidance to our streamlined approach. At Oakmont Capital Services, we take pride in helping small to medium-sized business owners finance new and used commercial equipment across a wide range of industries. We provide fast, easy, flexible, and reliable commercial financing for construction, lawn and tree care, agriculture, healthcare, manufacturing, local hauling, and many other sectors. Our team is passionate about helping fuel business growth for our diverse range of customers and partners. With Oakmont Capital Services in Albany, we're not just a financing option, we're a local partner. We make it possible.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor. With eight locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections, we truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor.
Dale at Luxembourg Feed Service wants to invite you to stop in and say hi and check out the new store and new products. Thanks for your business from Dale at Luxembourg Feed, 21967 State Highway 15, St. Augusta. Summertime at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op. This is where our staff continues to work with you and your farming operation so you can make the most of this growing season. Sunshine and Fertilizer has fed the seed you planted in the spring, and now we work with you to stay ahead of the weeds and the bugs so you can enjoy a profitable harvest. Our expert team is always ready to assist with crop scouting all season long. Visit us online at PainesvilleCoop.com. And hey, good luck to all our amateur baseball teams. Have a great season from your friends at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Looking for a career near the chain of lakes?
Tired of the corporate life and ready for a change?
Want a steady career as well as a steady paycheck?
Come work for a family-owned business who truly cares for every employee. I'm Wendy Gilk.
And I'm James Gilk with Gilk Services of Richmond. We're hiring plumbers, so whether you have a lot or a little experience and have good trade skills,
you better get Gilk. Come join our growing team.
Apply today. Visit GilkPlumbing.com, a Ream Pro Partner.
Here's what's up with Dustin Upgren at State Farm Insurance.
Paying more for auto insurance doesn't always mean you're getting more. When life happens, that is when you need an agency who knows your name, not just your policy number. Located in Cold Spring, our office will put you first, backed by the number one auto insurance provider in Minnesota. Check out DustinUpgren.com, swing into our office, or give us a call for small town care with big time auto coverage, serving all of Central Minnesota.
And back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. We're going to go over to this Victory League tonight. And on Wednesday night, St. Wenda was at Avon. It was a town ball tour night with Fox 9 in town. And it was the Chasm Game of the Week. And Avon defeats St. Wenda on Wednesday night 6-0. 6 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for Avon. No runs, 5 hits, and no errors for St. Wenda. Elliot Allen on the mound, we'll pick up the win today on Wednesday for Avon. Matt Pickleman in the sixth and Reese Gregory in the ninth. The catchers were Carter Holthouse and Nolan Bigouet. For St. Wendell, Connor Brett starts, taking the loss, relieved by Aiden Mikulski in the fifth, Rolando Ramos in the eighth, and the catcher, Tanner Tomasik. Hitting highlights for Avon, Cole Wellman had a double and two RBIs, Reese Gregory with a double. For St. Wendell, Tanner Tomasik had a double. A final on Wednesday night had Avon defeating St. Wendell 6-0. On Friday night over in the Victory League, Friday night saw Avon hosting Foley, and Avon defeats Foley by a score of 4-2. Four runs, eight hits, no errors for Avon, two runs, seven hits, and one error for Foley. Cole Wellman starts on the mound, will pick up the win, relieved by Caden Mork in the ninth. He gets the save, and the catcher, Carter Holthouse. For Foley, Mike Molzloff goes the distance, taking the loss, and his catcher, Ian Van Walde. Hitting highlights for Avon on Friday night. Big night for Caleb Curry, who goes 3-for-3 in the ball game. Two home runs. He had a solo home run, actually a two-run homer in the first and a solo home run in the third, which is an inside-the-park home run, and Caleb with a double and three RBIs. For Avon, Carter Holthouse was 2-for-3, and Alien Mosquita had a double. For Foley, Drew Beyer, 2-for-5. Lucas Olson was 2-for-5, and Alex Foss, 2-for-4. A final on Friday night had Avon defeating Foley 4-2. On Saturday, we had Flensburg at Upsala, and Upsala defeats Flensburg in eight innings, 13-3. 13 runs, 16 hits, 5 errors for Upsala, 3 runs, 4 hits, 4 errors for Flensburg. Brock Cheon starts and will pick up the win for Upsala. C.J. Clear comes in the 7th inning. And for Flensburg, Dan Coquette starts, taking the loss, relieved by Simon Pansky in the 7th. Hitting highlights for Upsala on Saturday. Justin Cheon, 5-for-5 with two doubles. C.J. Clear, 3-for-5 with a double, and Brandon Walensky also had a double. For Flensburg, Eli Epling had a double. A final on Saturday in the Victory League, it was Upsala 13 and Flensburg 3. Foley was at St. Stephen on Saturday, and Foley defeats St. Stephen by a score of 11-1. 11 runs, 10 hits, and an error for Foley. One run, three hits, four errors for St. Stephen. Josiah Peterson on the mound will pick up the win, relieved by Alex Foss. Alex coming in the 7th inning. Hunter Hammers in the 8th inning, and the catcher was Ian Van Walde. For St. Stephen, Jack Greenland starts, taking the loss, relieved by Sam Holthouse. He'll come in the 6th inning. Cole Fuker in the 7th inning, and the catcher, Matt Meyer. Hitting highlights for Foley on Saturday. Drew Beyer, 2-for-5. Jace Peterson, 2-for-5 with a double. Luke Olson, 2-for-5 with three RBIs. Dan Murad had a double. And Joe Zawicki with a double. For St. Stephen, Cole Fuker, 2-for-3. Cole with a solo home run in the 8th inning. So a final on Saturday had Foley defeating St. Stephen 11-1. Other Saturday games in the Victory League, we had Ford Ripley at Nisswa, and Nisswa defeats Ford Ripley on Saturday 10-3. 10 runs, 14 hits, 2 errors for Nisswa. Ford Ripley, 3 runs, 5 hits, and an error. Ben Dornseldt gets the complete game victory for Nisswa. The loss will go to Adam Jensen, who starts for Ford Ripley, relieved by Jack Schaefer in the 3rd, Brett Kramer in the 5th, Isaac Hansen in the 8th, and Alex Epelski in the 9th. The catcher was Wyatt Gabrielson. Some hitting highlights for Nisswa. Drew Boland, 3-for-5. Sam Jensen, 2-for-4 with two doubles. Nate DeShane, Brett Jenkins, Tyler Whitwer all had doubles. For Ford Ripley, Mason Aguirre and Isaac Hansen each with doubles. So a final on Saturday, Nisswa 10, Ford Ripley 3. Buckman at Sobieski on Saturday. Buckman defeats Sobieski 11-3. 11 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Buckman. 3 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for Sobieski. Rylan Robinson starts on the mound, will pick up the win for Buckman. Ben Thoma in the 7th inning, and the catcher Matt Cummett. For Sobieski, Matt Phillippe starts, taking the loss, relayed by Colin Ekman in the 7th, Jake Capon in the 9th for Sobieski. Some hitting highlights for Buckman. Andrew Ruckert, 3 for 5 with a double and a solo home run in the 8th inning. Matt Cummett, a grand slam home run in the 7th inning. And Rylan Robinson and Noah Bohr each had doubles. For Sobieski, Bo Thoma, 3 for 5 with a double, and Hudson Phillippe, a solo home run in the 2nd. A final on Saturday, Buckman 11, Sobieski 3. On Sunday, Ford Ripley at Sobieski, and Sobieski defeats Ford Ripley today 4-0. 4 runs, 10 hits, and an error for Sobieski. No runs, 3 hits, and an error for Ford Ripley. Jake Capon starts on the mound, will pick up the win, relieved by Dusty Parker in the 7th. And for Ford Ripley, Mason Argyr starts, taking the loss, relieved by Tyler Gurney in the 7th. Hitting highlights for Sobieski today, Bo Thoma, 3 for 3. Riley Check had a solo home run in the 6th. Colin Cray and Dusty Parker, each with 2 hits for Sobieski today. For Ford Ripley, Mason Argyr, William Sather, Jack Schaefer all had singles, as Sobieski defeats Ford Ripley today 4-0. Flensburg over at Pierce taking on the Lakers. And actually, it was over in Flensburg today. And the Pierce Lakers defeat Flensburg 15-0. 15 runs, 10 hits, no errors. The Pierce Lakers, no runs, 2 hits, and 4 errors for Flensburg. Hitting highlights today, or actually pitching highlights, Preston Rauschlow starts, relayed by Noah Sakala in the 3rd. He'll get the win. Ryan Shimolewski in the 5th, and David Kroger in the 7th. For Flensburg, Simon Pansky starts, taking the loss, relayed by Spence Fries in the 4th, Eli Epling in the 5th. Hitting highlights for the Pierce Lakers today, Camden Hapke had a 2-run homer in the 1st, Ryan Shimolewski with a triple, Brady Petron, Preston Rauschlow, Noah Sakala, and Dave Kroger all had doubles. For Flensburg, Sam Primus and Carlos Melancino each had singles today for Flensburg as the Pierce Lakers defeat Flensburg 15-0. Randall at St. Matthias this afternoon, and Randall defeats St. Matthias 4-2. 4 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for Randall. St. Matthias, 2 runs, 6 hits, and an error. Adam Neibauer starts on the mound for Randall, picks up the win, relieved by Nate Benning in the 8th. He'll get a save in that game. And for St. Matthias, Bryce Flanagan starts, taking the loss, relieved by Connor Knettle in the 6th. Hitting highlights for Randall today. Garrett Lindbergh was 2 for 3, and Nate Benning had a 2-run home run in the 4th inning. Bryce Flanagan, a double for St. Matthias, as Randall defeats St. Matthias 4-2 today. The Pierce Bulldogs were at Aiken. All I've got is the score here. Aiken defeats the Pierce Bulldogs today 7-1. 7-1. Aiken over the Pierce Bulldogs. And I've got one other score. They started this ball game a little later today. And that had St. Stephen taking on Buckman. And Buckman defeats St. Stephen today by a score of 7-6. They started this one about 3:30 this afternoon. 7 runs, 8 hits, and an error for Buckman. 6 runs, 8 hits, and an error for St. Stephen. Some highlights in this ball game. Ben Thoma had a single to center field, which helped Buckman tie the game early on. A home run to center by Jake Shalanka gave St. Stephen a 3-1 lead, but then Buckman took the lead at 4-3 in the bottom of the 6th inning thanks to doubles by Matt Cummett and Andrew Ruckert. Zach Buecher homered to right for St. Stephen in the top of the 8th inning. Rylan Robinson earned the win for Buckman today, and Jake Shalanka will take the loss for St. Stephen. Final this afternoon, Buckman 7, St. Stephen, 6. All right, we're going to take another break here on the Dick Putt Show. When we come back, it's going to be scores and highlights from the Stearns County League right after these messages.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sox Center Herald or the Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesday and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon, and the Sox Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers, or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery stores and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post.
Grab a bowl of Cooley's famous popcorn and have him set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop by and enjoy a pizza, a microwave sandwich, or a favorite beverage. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Bob, Johnny, Nancy, Bonnie, Mallory, Amy, Doug, and Lori. Play your favorite song on the jukebox, throw a game of darts, or try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Come visit us today at Halfley's Bar, where the beer is cold and the conversation inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putt Show forever and ever.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drives to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Power Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
dealer. Hi, Dan Zimmerman here once again on behalf of Willembring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman. Randy told me I've got 30 seconds. Since I'm no auctioneer, I can't fill the airwaves with too much info, but I can tell you this. Our law firm has been around since before I started back in 1981, and I'm pretty proud of that. Put our years of experience to work for you, whether it's litigation, estate planning and probate, business, real estate, family law. You get the idea. Give us a call. Keep listening to Chasm for more details.
Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Oh, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-21.
Your future is important to Kensington Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we're dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us, so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiasen or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agents at Kensington Insurance today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Need the ground cleared, prepped, or leveled? Call your local pros at BNS Excavating right here in Belgrade, Minnesota. From driveways and basements to septic systems and site prep, we've got the equipment and experience to get the job done right. Locally owned, hardworking, and proud to serve central Minnesota, BNS Excavating is the name folks trust when it's time to move some serious dirt. Call for a free estimate today at 320-354-2550 for BNS Excavating in Belgrade, Minnesota.
All right, welcome back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio, and I got a update here. Looks like Foley took on the Sartell Muskies today, and Foley defeats the Muskies 10-4. Drew Beyer the win. Drew Beyer a two-run home run. Joe Zawicki a three-run home run for Foley. 10-4. They defeat the Muskies today. Dan Murad had three hits also. So there you go. Otherwise, let's move to the Stearns County League tonight. And in the Stearns County League on Wednesday night, Greenwald over in St. Martin taking on the Martins, and St. Martin defeats Greenwald 3-2. Three runs, nine hits, no errors for St. Martin. Two runs, five hits, no errors for Greenwald. Brian Schlungen starts on the mound, relieved by Scott Leeser in the ninth. He'll get the win. Kurt Schlungen, the catcher. For Greenwald, Brett Engelmeyer starts, taking the loss and goes the distance. His catcher, Isaac Rosenberger. Brian Schlungen, 2 for 5 in the ballgame, including the game-winning RBI. Brady Goble had a double for the Martins. And for Greenwald, Tyler Engelmeyer was 2 for 4, and Brett Engelmeyer, 2 for 3. A final on Wednesday night, St. Martin 3, Greenwald 2. On Saturday in the Stearns County League, Farming at Lake Henry, and Lake Henry defeats Farming by a score of 16-2 in 7 innings. 16 runs, 13 hits, and 1 error for Lake Henry. 2 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Farming. Grant Ludwig will get the win as he goes the distance. His catcher, Isaac Leeser. For Farming, Owen Sunderman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Braden Eink in the 3rd, Will Mergen in the 6th, and the catchers were Josh Becker and Cameron Miller. Hitting highlights for Lake Henry, Grant Ludwig, 2 for 2 with a double. Isaac Leeser was 3 for 4. He had a 3-run homer in the 4th and 4 RBIs. Leighton Fuchs, 2 for 4 with a double. Carter Wessel had a double. Shane Campson, 1 for 2, a 3-run homer in the 3rd, and 3 RBIs. Nick Fuchs, 1 for 1. Nick had a 3-run homer in the 5th and 3 RBIs. For Farming, Will Mergen was 2 for 4. Tyler Schrader, 2 for 3, and Adam Winkles was 2 for 3. A final on Saturday in 7 innings, Lake Henry 16, Farming 2. On Sunday in the Stearns County League, Greenwald was at Spring Hill, and Spring Hill defeats Greenwald by a score of 14-4 in 7 innings. 14 runs, 13 hits, 2 errors for Spring Hill. 4 runs, 6 hits, 6 errors for Greenwald. Anthony Reberman on the mound will pick up the win for Spring Hill, relieved by Carter Cheetah in the 6th, and the catchers Nathan Terrace and Daniel Spanier. For Greenwald, Grant Masho starts on the mound, taking the loss, relieved by Ethan Edel in the 5th, and the catcher Isaac Rosenberger. Hitting highlights for Greenwald today, Austin Schoenberg, 2 for 4 with a double. Jamie Terrace was 2 for 3 with a double. Carter Cheetah, 1 for 1, 2 RBIs. Daniel Spanier had a double. And Ethan Meyer, 2 for 4. Ethan, a grand slam home run in the 6th inning for Spring Hill Chargers. For Greenwald, Keegan Stevie had a double. Dylan Troost with a double. And Braden Dobmeier and Henry Brown, each 1 for 1. A final today from Spring Hill, Spring Hill 14, Greenwald 4 in 7 innings. Richmond over in Lake Henry today, and Richmond defeats Lake Henry by a score of 5-1. 5 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors for Richmond. 1 run, 5 hits, 2 errors for Lake Henry. Dalton Thielen on the mound will pick up the win for the Royals today, relieved by Jack Bose in the 8th inning, and the catcher Tyler Prom. For Lake Henry, Trent Wentland starts, taking the loss, relieved by Carter Wessel in the 7th, and the catcher Isaac Leeser. Hitting highlights for Richmond today, Cooper Notch was 2 for 5, Tyler Prom with a double, and Cole Schmitz with a double. For Lake Henry, Isaac Leeser, 2 for 3, back-to-back days. Isaac, a solo home run in the 7th inning today for Lake Henry, as Richmond defeats Lake Henry 5-1. Numinic over in Meyer Grove today, and Numinic defeats Meyer Grove in 7 innings, 21-4. 21 runs, 15 hits, 2 errors for Numinic. 4 runs, 7 hits, 5 errors for Meyer Grove. Will Funk starts on the mound, picks up the win for Numinic today, relieved by Brandon Holm in the 7th, and the catcher Logan Funk. For Meyer Grove, Jordan Klopaki starts, taking the loss, relieved by Tyler Hoffman in the 5th, Isaac Weekman in the 7th, and the catcher Josh Omscheid. Hitting highlights for Numinic today, Carter Beer, 3 for 5 with 4 RBIs. Will Funk was 3 for 5, and Brandon Holm, 1 for 3. Brandon had 5 RBIs today for the Silver Streaks. For Meyer Grove, Nolan Fleischacher, 2 for 3. Tyler Hoffman, 2 for 3. And Josh Omscheid, 1 for 2. Josh had a solo home run in the first inning as Numinic defeats Meyer Grove today by a score of 21-4 in 7 innings. That's going to do it for the scores and highlights portion of the Dick Putz Show tonight. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll name our next Chasm Game of the Week location, and we'll also look at some schedules for you right after these messages.
Stearns County Baseball and the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 15 office locations and 80 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation, excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralmnrealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Good luck to all our area amateur baseball teams from your local family-owned convenience store, Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery. America's favorite pastime is certainly a favorite of ours too. Whether you're fueling up your vehicle or your team, we've got you covered with gas, groceries, snacks, liquor, and more at Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery. Stop in today. Check out our full selection of wine, beer, and spirits. Good luck and play ball.
Farmers, you have spoken and Penta has listened. Penta has launched their new 40 Series TMR feed mixers, and they are built to boost the efficiency of your operation. New upgrades include all stainless steel discharge conveyors, upgraded axles, and 10-bolt hubs to withstand the terrain and weight of feed going in. Patent-pending tub design and overlapping augers to get the uniform mix you are looking for. Dairyland Supply and Sock Center is your local dealer. Contact Dan or Randy at Dairyland Supply for more information. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to continue to support amateur baseball in Central Minnesota, and especially the Dick Putt Show. Hit a home run today and call us for any of your waste or recycling needs. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can provide whatever you need. We're proud how we have grown in this area, and we invite you to join many of your friends and neighbors and call us at 1-800-246-7630 or search for West Central Sanitation. Good neighbors, you've come to trust.
A&W. Get ready, because the Barbecue Bacon Crunch Burger is back for a limited time. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with melty American cheese, crispy smoky bacon, tangy barbecue sauce, and a crunch of crispy fried onions. Every bite is packed with bold, savory flavors. It's everything you love about a steakhouse burger without the steakhouse price. And then some. Available at A&W Albany and Richmond.
Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Wood Shop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Wood Shop of Avon.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, with three locations to serve you better in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks, J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, they can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or too small. Call them at 320-837-5288 or check them out online at wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, serving the area for over 100 years.
And welcome back to the Dick Putt Show here on KASM Radio. All right, let's look at the schedule for this coming week in the Stearns County League on Friday night. North Division leading Spring Hill will travel to El Rosa at 8 o'clock on Friday night. El Rosa just two games back of Spring Hill, so that should be a ball game Friday night at 8 over in El Rosa, Spring Hill at El Rosa. On Saturday, that is our next Chasm game of the week. We'll be over in Farming as the Farming Flames host the Richmond Royals. That'll be 1:30 Saturday afternoon, Richmond at Farming. You can hear that here on KASM Radio, our next Chasm game of the week, Richmond at Farming. on Sunday in the Stearns County League. El Rosa's at Greenwald at 1:30. Meyer Grove at Richmond at 1:30 on Sunday. And Numinic at Spring Hill at 1:30 on Sunday. Those are your ball games next week in the Stearns County League. We go over to the County Line League, and Regal will have St. Martin at home on Thursday night at 7:30. St. Martin at Regal Thursday night at 7:30. And then Regal has a tournament in Rosen where they will play Sacred Heart on Saturday, and Regal takes on Castlewood on Saturday with more games on Sunday. The Painesville Pirates, they've got two games next weekend. New London Spicer in town on Friday night. Painesville takes on New London Spicer at 7:30 Friday night, and then the Pirates over at Norway Lake Sunburg at 1:30 on Sunday afternoon. Over in the Central Valley League, Eden Valley will actually, it'll be St. Nicholas at Eden Valley. That's a week from today, though, on July 3rd, or a week from Thursday on July 3rd. That is Eden Valley's next game over in the Central Valley League. Taking a look to next weekend, on Saturday, St. Nick will be at Pearl Lake. St. Nick at Pearl Lake at 1 o'clock on Saturday. And then turning around on Sunday, Kimball will be at St. Nick at 2 o'clock. So the Knicks with a couple ball games next weekend. St. Nick at Pearl Lake at 1 o'clock on Saturday, and then Kimball at St. Nick at 2 o'clock on Sunday. Next week, Pearl Lake will be at Clearwater. That's on Wednesday night, Pearl Lake at Clearwater. And, of course, their game with St. Nick on Saturday. And then on Sunday, it'll be Watkins. Watkins for Pearl Lake. That, again, the Pearl Lake Lakers taking on Watkins, Sunday, June the 29th. Cold Spring Rockies, they've got a Friday night game with Farming at 7:30, Friday night, June 27th, and then they will host Luxembourg on Sunday at 2 o'clock, Luxembourg at the Cold Spring Rockies. And that's going to do it. That's a look at our upcoming games here on KASM, the schedule for next week. Again, our CASM game of the week, Saturday afternoon, 1:30, Richmond at Farming, right here on KASM Radio. I want to thank Joyce for producing our game tonight, our scores and highlights show tonight, actually. And I'm in game mode, folks. And then, of course, you can catch the rebroadcast if you want to pick it up on our webpage, mychasm.com. Kirby is off on Monday, but he'll be back on Tuesday to download that and put it online at mychasm.com. Until next Sunday night, you all have a good week. That is your Dick Putt Show. Have a good night.
Thanks, Randy. That was the Dick Putt Show with Randy Ross.